Who's getting that donkey? That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but, like, I mean no harm.
I know you don't mean no harm, Andy Cohen. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 14th, goes to a 52-year-old Maryland man named Thomas Steeman. Let the record show that his last name, Steeman, rhymes with semen for a reason. We'll get to it. See, Mr. Steeman rhymes with semen, was charged with first and second degree assault. Why? Because there's a war going on outside no woman will ever be safe from, and that war is simply against perverts. Some people are just sexually sick, and Thomas Steeman, rhymes with semen, is one of those people. See, Thomas Steeman, rhymes with semen, was sentenced to 10 years in prison, and I don't think that was enough time, because whenever I hear these stories, I think, you know, what if that's my wife, my daughters, one of my sister friends, one of my nieces, what would I do to this man? What would I want done to this man? Do I send him healing energy? Of course. But I also want violence. What? Charlemagne, Uncle Charlotte, Brother Leonard, you want violence? Yes. Why? What did Thomas Steeman, rhymes with semen, do? Let's go to WBAL, NBC 11 for the report, please.
Churchton man who stabbed a woman with a semen-filled syringe.
Stop right there. Stop. See if you caught that first line. Just want that one to sink in. All right, play it again, Eddie.
Churchton man who stabbed a woman with a semen-filled syringe will spend the next 10 years in prison. An Anne Arundel County judge sentenced Thomas Steeman on Tuesday. Back in February of 2020, surveillance video captured him stabbing the woman as she returned to a shopping cart at a grocery store. According to police, he tried to stab two other women before this incident. As part of his sentence, Steeman is no longer allowed to be near that grocery store.
Stabbed a woman with a semen-filled syringe? I don't give a damn if you can't go near a Safeway anymore. Okay, I don't give a damn if you can't go to that supermarket anymore. A person doing stuff like this shouldn't be allowed anywhere, ever. Okay, throw him under the jail. This dude, Thomas Steeman, rhymes with semen, was going around with syringes full of piping hot semen and stabbing random women with it. Clearly, this human suffers from some type of mental illness. Not mental health issues, actual mental illness. And yes, I want this brother to get all the help he needs and deserves in that department, but he has to get that help in prison, away from society. And he deserves to get his ass kicked because we don't have time to assess people in situations like this. Okay, if you see someone coming at a woman you love with a syringe, you're reacting. If the woman he's attempting to do that to has a gun, she has every right to clap him. A syringe? A whole syringe? Do you know what a dirty needle can do to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a matter of life and death. You coming at me with a syringe? I have no reason to think that you are doing anything other than trying to kill me when you come at me with a syringe, period. I don't know what's in that thing. But when I find out that you had semen in the syringe later, you know what kind of trauma you caused that woman? Right away, you think you got HIV/AIDS, and you'll be doing all types of tests for months and months, maybe years, just praying you don't. And then I want to know what happens when semen actually does get into your bloodstream, because I never heard of such a thing. Okay, according to USA Today, this dude stabbed a woman, and the woman told police she asked him if she had been burned with a cigarette, and Thomas Steeman, rhymes with semen, replied, yeah, it felt like a bee sting, didn't it? Man, brothers like this gotta get... they gotta get hurt before you send them healing energy, okay? He's seen on video lunging at two other women, including a 17-year-old girl. We have to keep him away from more than Save-A-Lots in Maryland when he comes home in a decade, because I truly don't know if you can rehabilitate from this kind of sickness. But hey, who am I to judge? Please let Remy Ma give Thomas Steeman, rhymes with semen, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
A syringe filled with semen?
Mm-mm-mm.
That's very criminal, but it's also, like, not even normal at all, in no way, shape, or form.
That's disgusting.
Come on, man. A syringe?
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.